that lit. There it is. Thank you. Thank y'all. Have a seat. Thanks. Yeah. Holy Ghost. Good morning. It always helps me when I go places and their teams win, like y'all did yesterday. But the people across the river are probably mad at y'all. But I'm glad y'all won. That makes y'all happy. So be blessed in your happiness. And I really want to... I don't want you to think that I'm mad at you. I don't. Because I'm not. Miss Hogan, we've been married... Come here, woman. We've been married 53 years. Yeah. Yep. And she still decides whether I'm angry or not. I'm not. I'm just serious. You hear me? I never lost being serious about God and about what I'm doing. I love her. There's no compromise in it. And she loves me back. Tell them you do.
I do.
Say it loud.
I do.
And we love each other and have a good time most of the time. And when we don't, of course, it's her fault.
Sure.
You want to tell him you're saying?
Sure.
Okay, tell him.
He's always right and I'm never wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so I bless her. I'll bless y'all in Jesus' name, okay? Anything else you want to say? All right, then you go have a seat. I got a job to do. I'll be right there. Yeah. Wait a minute. Come here. That's not a good enough kiss. Huh? There we go. Yeah. Yep. Nope. I never have been ashamed of being showing my love for her publicly. And I don't, you people that don't do that, the generation before us, the war generation, they didn't show affection, but I do. So, and I live in a war zone. So there you go. Okay. I asked Pastor, you know, if I would be too aggressive. I want to share something that we just got a miracle, y'all. They called me a while ago. If we got a miracle, it's awesome. And I'm going to be a little bit direct with you, but here again, I'm not mad at you. But people's weakness for drugs and alcohol and things in that realm creates an environment for large wealth and power for bad guys. So you that are dependent on drugs instead of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Am I clear yet? Because there's an environment this super negative that goes along with your lack of strength. And I'm not mad at you. I just don't agree with that. I just don't agree with it. And like you feel like you have the right to be dependent on drugs and medicine and so forth, I also have the right to depend on Jesus. And as you propagate, because y'all are the most wealthy, y'all have the most money, but it doesn't make you right. Are we clear yet? Yeah, we're going to talk about it, okay? I'm going to bring it up. We need Jesus more than we need anything else. But here, I'm not mad at you. I just want to help, because I can't. There was one of these young people. I'm not mad at you either, but you always have the best way, seems like. And the generation ahead of you is always wrong. I was that way, so are you. I know you are. And that's okay. I accept that. Because time's going to figure out who's right. And now watch. One of our pastors in Mexico, his family, a couple of kids, because we live in a place called Veracruz. That's a state on the Gulf Coast side of Mexico. But there's a lot of jobs because most of y'all's factories out of the United States. And Mexico was a recipient of some of y'all's great big factories. So it creates lots of jobs for poor people. So our people are poor. So there's a place in Monterrey, Nuevo León. That's another state and city. But it's a big environment for young people to go and get a job. So some of our pastor's kids went there and they got them a job. And this just happened. I don't have all the details, but I'm so grateful to God. I want to tell you how awesome He is. A couple of these kids went and got them a job, and they're doing good. They're sending money home to mom and dad, and that's great. That's good. Thank you. But the young woman, she come in from work and told her brother, "I'm going to go get some tacos. I'll be right back." So she goes to the taqueria, the taco stand, but she didn't come back. So these bad guys kidnapped her. Okay, and that's a nightmare for any parent. Say it. We rebuke the demon. Say it. We want to live in peace and prosperity. And we don't want to go through that. Say it. In Jesus' name. Yeah, that's right. That's how we want to live. Free. Okay, but they caught her. And they had her for several days. And then mom gets a phone call. You moms? That's a bad phone call. And they asked for 300,000 pesos, which is about 15,000 U.S. dollars, thereabouts, which most families, let's say in this environment, could probably come up with that, or you could get some of your friends to help you come up with that. But in an environment where you don't make but 100 pesos a day, which is $4.50 U.S., if you can get a job, you ain't going to get no 15 grand anywhere. There isn't any money. Say, "I'm sorry, David." Say it. "And I'm blessed." Say it. "And we walk in the blessing." Say it. And it's not my responsibility to curse you because you're blessed. My responsibility is to tell you about people that aren't, but yet their baby got stole anyway. And these bad guys don't have mercy. Say, "I need mercy." Say it. "And I need it from Jesus." Okay. And so they called the mom and they told her it's this large amount of money. And she went to the village elders and they don't have any money. They can't pull that together. It's just not there. And so they called again and said, "All right, you got to bring the money." And she had decided... What the only thing she's got is Jesus. And she decided to speak in tongues and rebuke the devil until they hung up. And that happened 4 or 5 times a day for 5 days. And they kill these people. Y'all, there's no negotiating with evil. You have tried it now for several decades. It's not working. Do you hear me? Jesus is King.
Yeah.
Our answer is in Jesus.
Yeah.
Not in negotiating with hell. Jesus. All right. And look, I don't even know what to say to you because this is, to us, the way where I live, and I am freaked out this morning because the cartel, not the head man, but one of his captains, called these gang people and said, "Do y'all have a girl there about this age?" And they go, "Yes, we do. We're negotiating, trying to get some money for her." And the cartel boss said, "You're going to have to let her go."
Yeah.
Now, There ain't anybody can put pressure on those guys because every one of them got endless money and endless bullets and on and on. But your God has the power. I don't know why God weighed in for us. I have no idea. But boy, I don't have all the details about it yet. I'll see them in a couple of days. But the gang guy said, "That's not who we are. We kill them." He goes, "This time we're going to make an exception." Watch what he said. This is, I quote this bad guy. "The family has stepped in and wants them released." Well, who in the world could that be? You need to figure out what family in this building has enough clout to manage a cartel? Who even do you know? It's Jesus. Jesus did something to that man's spirit and put some kind of fear in him. And that young girl got set free, and she is home with her mama safe. Come on. That pleases me. It really does. So, you know, down in Texas, we have an office. I got some guns down there. I got all this stuff. You know, I feel like the rest of you that's got guns, I feel like, you know, bring it. But you can't fight a cartel now. You just can't. But your God can. I don't even know what to say. Jesus is King. I'm looking forward to being. I'll be with him in a few days. Oh golly, it's going to be a good reunion. And that little old girl's going to come and grab my hand and cry and tell me thank you. And I'm the least one that understands. Jesus' mercy is awesome. Amen. We won one.
Yeah.
We got one of them back.
Yeah.
That's some. Here. All right. So, y'all don't have a clue. It's just, God, it's hard. But Jesus did fix that one. Thank you. So just tell him thank you with me, will you? Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate it, God. We don't know what happened, but we thank you for doing it. They actually woke me up a while ago. They're 2 hours ahead of me, so they wanted to tell me about it. And I'm glad, aren't y'all?
Yeah.
Feels good to me to win one. Holy Ghost. Okay, so what we're going to do, if it's okay, did them things go through or not? What's her name, Maryland? They didn't come? Well, I'm just mad at your system. It worked so good last night. Well, that's okay. Let's read some Bible and get over it. So if you will, let's go back to Luke chapter 10, where we was at yesterday. I want to, Luke 10:1, because there are some miracles that have started happening. Like I'm 72 years old, y'all. I was supposed to have retired, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, according to the system. But I didn't. And if you look at me, you see that I'm not limping, I'm not gimped up, I got energy, and I'm running a marathon next Saturday, number 61. The reason I'm still running marathons is because I was in a prayer line and I was in San Antonio, Texas. And I was, there was this fella come up, he said, "I heard you running marathons." I said, "I am." He said, "Well, I just want to encourage you." He said, "I'm 70 years old and I've run 70 marathons." I had run like 4 at the time, you know. And I was looking at that guy like, this is impossible. But you know what? Now that I got 61 coming up, it seems doable. It's a matter of keeping going and keeping on training and don't throw in the towel, because you're going to get hurt and jumped up here and there, but just get over it and keep going. Are y'all listening? Because I like being 72 and being healthy. I'm healthy. My body works. Ms. Hogan, tell them, how many meds am I on? Tell them. I like telling you that. And it can be taken as bragging and so forth. You can take it how you want. But I want you to get it. I want it. It's a God thing. I know it is. I didn't even know you could ask for it, because I was around like everybody like you was, and everybody's all, you know, put all your money into them hospitals and doctors and so forth. And then we got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and I started seeing that the men of God of old, 120 years old, 80 years old, fit for war. What is up with that? What is that? That's never preached. But I run into it. Out here messing around, seeking God and carrying on, I found it. And I want to offload it. I want you to believe it and have it. Because our hospital bill and med bills this year was zero. And you know I'm not to blame for that, right? It's not genes. It's the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So let's read this verse. We read it last night. I want to read it again. Number one, it says, after this, the Lord chose and appointed 70 others and sent them out ahead of him. Now, I want this morning crowd, I want you to say it with me. Let's pray it to God. Father, say it. Father, choose me. Appoint me. Send me out. In Jesus' name. It says, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. Do you agree God cares about every village and every town and every suburb in Oregon? Do you believe that? I do. I believe we should get us an appointment. We should go and be chosen by the Lord Jesus. I believe that. I like it. I was out running day before yesterday. And we went 10 miles, my son and I. We run into these people. There are homeless people everywhere. I don't guess I could carry enough money for the amount of people that are out there right now. Boy, it's tough. But all of a sudden, when a person comes, I'm out there running. I'm jogging on a trail, right? I'm not thinking about I'm thinking about trying to finish this run. And somebody comes up, excuse me. You look at them and they're dirty, and no, I don't want to engage that. Who knows if they got a gun? Who knows what's fixing to happen? I don't need this on my record that I beat up a homeless guy, or that he beat me up. I don't need that. Say it. Say I don't need that. But you know what I do need? I need to act like Jesus would. I need to treat him like he himself could be Jesus in disguise. And so I do. What do you want? Let me go buy you some food. Come with me. That's how it goes. It's easy. Because every one of you can spare $5, get somebody a hot sandwich. I know you can. And I'm asking you to do it. And then while they're sitting there eating, just get them a hot coffee or hot tea or Coke or whatever they want. It doesn't make any difference. When you're homeless, you know, you don't have a health diet. You're just hungry. And you just sit there and tell them how awesome Jesus is. And you get to pray for their sicknesses. And then you ask them, can I help you more? Is it something else I can do to get you out of this ditch? And you just offer them a hand. Oh, no, you're asking too much. I didn't ask you. Jesus did. Because it was for me, I'd worry about us four and no more. You got that? And I'd shut the dough. That's the way it would be for me. Because I really am a tough guy. Mean. Just like you. But I'm asking you for help. The government ain't going to do it. They're going to make you mad by doing these liberal things. Who cares? What I care about is you. Being Jesus to somebody in need. Because in this same chapter, I don't have the time to get down there, but this is the place where they said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus said, gave them the parable. Yeah. It's right here in this chapter. It's my responsibility. It's not somebody else's. Because how long is this health going to last? We don't know that. I might be the one sitting there in a minute. I sure would appreciate if you'd give me a sandwich. Do you understand? Say, Jesus, I'll do it. Say it. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Because look, apologize, my pictures didn't get up there. But I'm going to tell you anyway. I was over in Peru, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. You know, and I'm in a cornfield. Of course, that's all they got. It's corn and hogs there. Y'all know that, right? And so I'm in a cornfield. It's a small church. I don't look for where the money is or the people. I look for where Jesus wants me to go. Yeah. And so I'm in this church. And they brought in this guy literally on a mat, like Mark chapter 2 when they tore the roof off and they let him down. They brought this fella in, and the wife got a hold of my pants leg and was begging me for help. And I have to tell you that the power of God is with me personally as a human, and that I can speak for God on a lot of subjects. But you know what I can't do? I can't heal a cricket. I just can't. It takes the power of God to do that. Yeah. Look at verse 2. Now we're going to make it. Look here, y'all. Everybody was here last night. Look, I made it to verse 2. This is a victory. Look what it says. Verse 2, it says, he said to them, the harvest indeed is what? It's plentiful. It's abundant. There is stuff to do. What's missing? The farm hands. Say it. I want to be a good hand. You know, you can go to a company, any company, and if you're a good hand, you're going to rise to the top. Do you understand that? I want to be a good hand in God's farm. I am that. Like, they brought this fella in, right? It was four of them, and they brought him down there, and the place was so packed, I couldn't hardly move. It was just so many people. And they brought this guy down. They laid him right there. You know, and the woman, his wife, grabs my pants leg, and she says, David, I'm a registered nurse, and my husband is at the end. Both his kidneys quit, and the dialysis don't work anymore, and they run out of insurance money. Anybody just, what did I just tell you? He's going to die. He's dead. Even though he's sitting there breathing a little bit, this man's just, it's just a matter of time. So, what is the right answer? Now, you got to understand, whatever you tell me, I'm going to tell you in just a minute, right? What is proper? What is the God thing for me to do? It is the will of God. That is not my calling. My calling's Mexico. It's not Peru, Illinois. Do y'all understand what I just said to you? Most modern Christianity diverts things they can't understand or do by using get them out of the spotlight because I haven't fasted and prayed enough. I'm not called to heal the sick. I'm not. You know what? Every one of you in this room are.
Amen.
If you've been born again, what's residing in you is enough power to heal everybody in Oregon. If you believe God raised Jesus from the dead, the power of the resurrected Christ is in you. So what I did, whether I was right or wrong, y'all Sanhedrin take that up. Well, boy, I'm under so much pressure. Golly, I can't do anything right. Even though I'm raising the dead and healing the sick. God, look, you wore your hat. Yeah, I forgot to take it off. I apologize. But you just bring your cancer over here and we'll see what happens. I might have broke one of your rules. You know what? And I'm going to be fussy a little bit right now. Ready? You prefer to be a Christian cop than you had obey the rules of the gospel. Boy, I don't like that. You got to understand that there ain't no man ever going to stand in front of you that's perfect. They are fallible, but what's in them isn't. Jesus is perfect. Now you got to get that. Put your badges up. Let's heal the sick. Let's cleanse the leper. Well, you don't want us coming to your house digging through your garbage, do you? Say no. Say it. No, I don't want that, David. Don't worry, I'm not coming. I've seen enough garbage I don't want to see anymore. So here's the deal, y'all. I got down there with that woman. She's crying. She's a nurse. And she's got everything at her disposal. That hospital she works at. Do you understand they gave her priority where you might not get? Say yes. And they couldn't heal that fella. Y'all, we laid our hands on this guy. I wish that thing would have come up before y'all could have seen him. Because I went back there a couple months ago. I was up there, same cornfield. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up. He grabs me, and I'm looking at, I don't know that fella. Do you understand? And he's got a hold of me. I'm, let go of me. What? I don't know you. What's up? He said, Brother David. I said, no, Brother David, me. I apologize. I don't know you. We're not, you know. You shouldn't touch me. You too jumpy, David. Am I? Or are you too liberal? It's one of them, isn't it? So, y'all, he said to me, he got down on his knees and he grabbed a hold of my shoes. I said, no, will you hear? I'll hold your hand. Don't do that. What do you want with me? He said, I want to say thank you. I said, for what? I don't know you. He said, no, you don't. But I was the guy they brought in there on that mat. My kidneys had quit working. And 3 days after we left your meetings, fire came in my body and it stopped at my waist and I started screaming in pain and they rushed me to the hospital to find out I've got brand new kidneys. Come on. You know, you might not like my beard. You might not even like my wife. You know, I don't care about it. I'm not the guy that's going to fuss at you. I don't care either way. Do you know what I do care about? When you lay your hands on somebody that's that broken and that desperate, and he is going to die in the next few days, and he didn't die, God healed that man and created new kidneys in his back, in his body, and healed him. The laborers are few. Be one of the good farm hands.
Yeah.
Please. There you go. See, that was nice. See, that nurse, his wife, she said, "I need to tell you something, David." I said, "Ma'am, you educated. You can tell me anything you want to." She said, "The doctors at the hospital want to meet you. Because we don't even know what to call what happened to my husband." I said, "Here's what you call it. Jesus is King." There ain't nothing to call it. Jesus is King. Well, I like that. Say it. I like that. And it has to do with a decision to be a good farmhand. Look, I don't want to work on a farm. I know you don't. But you do want to work on God's farm. See, I might as well go ahead and get in big trouble. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'll let you sort it out. Okay, so I was kind of stuck. I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to say to you. But I like being a good hand. I like being on point. I like being out there on the front lines, being a target. I like being in these war zones. I feel alive out there. You can hear your blood. You're so scared, you can hear your blood running. That's a good feeling. Boy. And so they invited me to Indonesia. Well, I hadn't done a whole lot over there. I don't know a whole lot about Indonesia. I live in Mexico. So my son Jody and I went. Get over there, and I don't know what y'all know about it. Probably a lot. I don't know. But Indonesia is the largest Muslim state in the world. It's legal to kill Christians. Okay? And so, and when I got there, they picked me up, and I got all these bodyguards around me. What in the world? And they carry me to this hotel, and there's a metal detector to even go in the hotel. And I'm not used to that. Say it. I'm not used to that. Why I want to go through a metal detector going to Walmart? I mean, what's that all about? So, and then they frisk you. They look through your backpack in a hotel, for heaven's sakes. Do you know how free you are to how foreign that seems to your mind? You really do live in freedom now. I need you to maintain that. And that comes through being a good farmhand and seeking God in prayer and fasting and being diligent with the Holy Ghost and the fire. You know why? So you can maintain your opinions. Because what you have is an opinion, and most of the world don't. You know why? Because guns have taken their opinion from them. Yeah. They live in fear. They don't have an opinion. You are blessed people, and I continue to bless you. Now, they say, "We're going to pick you up at this time," so I come down, and I'm looking. I just can't believe the people they're frisking. These are wealthy. Some of them are wealthy people. But it don't matter. No bombs allowed. Say it.
No bombs allowed.
And so we go, and I get to church, and it is full. There's lots of people. It wasn't no metal detector. I thought, yeah. So I get in there, right? It's my turn. Man, they have miracles. They have gold and diamonds. Every service is just a... And I went there. I saw it. I like that. I mean, God's there. Angels. But you know what happened? You know what my job was? I'm sitting up there. I'm fixing to start talking. Got two interpreters, two different languages. So it's a lot slower. So you gotta. So it's different. So all of a sudden, these Muslims roll in. I thought, it's on now. Do you understand? We've been taught to hate. Say yes, we have that. But do you understand? They're people. They do disagree with you, and they do dress differently than you, and they got a different religion than you, they got different rules than you. All that's true, but that does not make them my enemies. Hello? And they come walking up, and their mama, she's covered, you can't see anything but her eyes. She comes walking up there, she's got a child in her arms. Now, you listen to me. You need to be a good farmhand. And I know I'm oversimplifying this. It's on purpose. And that mama come up there, Muslim lady, devout. Man, she's got them all the stuff on her fingers. And I mean, she's got the Quran verses all over her. And she come up there and she knelt down in front of me with that little boy and put him down on my shoes. The little boy was dead. Okay, now this brings up a bunch of questions. What do I owe that little boy? Is he my neighbor? As a farmhand, do I have the right to worry about what my crops are? Or is that my boss's job? I need y'all to hear me. I want to raise questions to you. I'm not against you. I'm not mad at you. But I'm sitting in there, and I got full-on Muslims, a bunch of them, and they're down on their knees, and they're praying to Allah. Bet y'all don't know this. I've read the Quran a couple of times. In the Quran, 9 places it calls Jesus the Messiah. Look it up. Y'all got all the answers in the world right here on your phone. Look it up. Isn't that something? Okay. And so I'm sitting there looking at the mom because there's lots of people watching this. And she's just doing her thing, man. She's been over praying to Allah. And I said to the pastor, I said, what do you want to do? We never got a chance to figure it out. Jesus came in that room and touched that kid and raised him from the dead. Isn't that something? And you know what? I never gave it. I never did give it the official prayer. Ain't no reason to be embarrassed. Most people don't believe me, baby. I'm not kidding. I'm not picking you out. It's hard to believe what the words are coming out of my mouth. But I'm telling you, Jesus is King. And I'm telling y'all, listen to me. Tell me about it. In the first place, you wouldn't have been there. I know. I already know that. But I'm not mad at you. I had the opportunity to be there. I made the right decision. Went through all the fear, all the dread of getting blown up, of being the wrong color, of being the wrong religion. And Jesus touched that little old boy. Man, that is awesome. Do you hear me? And I never did. And I apologize to you police in here. Because they're going to get fussy with you about what I'm saying. I know they are. And I do apologize. I had nothing to do with that. Jesus wanted to touch them people. And you know what ended up happening? all of those Muslims got saved.
Yeah.
All of them. It's a matter of being a good hand. And I'm right about this. Man, I like that. You hear me? I did. Okay, let's read another Bible verse so we can be more happy. I'm all crying and everything. Emotional. Those people are not my enemies. They may be yours. I got hundreds, I don't know, maybe thousands of people that are affected by all these wars as well that have been there. And lots of stuff. Lots. That ain't my job. I don't take sides. I apologize to you. Jesus is King. So let's jump a couple of verses so I can... Verse 8. Whenever you go in a town like this here, is how do y'all say it? The Dales, the Dolls? What do y'all say? Dales. Dales. I'm sorry. The Dales. Does that sound more or less? Okay, it says, whatever town you go in, the Dales. Okay. All right. And they receive you. See, you receive me. That's what you did wrong. You see, you hearing me or not? And accept and welcome you. Eat whatever's set before you. Well, I would have, but I didn't, because I would be doing the job better or whatever how y'all view it. Look at verse 9. You there? What's the first thing it says? Heal who? That's what good farmhands do. They heal the sick. Do y'all understand? I didn't know that little boy. I didn't know those Muslims. I didn't know anything about them. They just came. But you need a testimony that you're a good farmhand. That the father that runs the farm, he can trust you to do the job. You need that testimony. It needs to go before you. It needs to be there when you're there. I'm not there to take his grain. I'm not there to take any credit. I'm there to do one thing. That's heal the sick. Say it. Me too. Say it. I'm a good farmhand. Say it. And say these words. The kingdom of God has come close to you. Okay, can y'all take one more miracle, or is it have I overstayed my welcome? It's no, I can't say it, or yes, I can say it. Okay, all right. Okay. I bless y'all. I'm not kidding you. So there's this lady. She's a Puerto Rican, also Chicago area. Different place, but and they bring her in there in a wheelchair. That's the one I really wanted y'all to see. They bring her in, and she's high 80s age bracket. Ready? Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. Y'all all know, right, that any one of those three I just mentioned will kill you. You understand that? Okay. And they brought that lady in there. I thought she was dead. Man. And I'm looking at her. She's not, I don't see her breathing. And her daughter, she's probably, I would say she was around 50, 45 maybe. She starts talking to me in Spanish, because fortunately I'm fluent in Spanish. And you know what she said to me? Por favor, sana mi mamá. And I looked at her. I said, solo Dios hace el hombre feliz. She said to me, would you please heal my mama? And I told her, only God can make a man happy. He's the only one who can heal you. It's not me. God's the healer. And she said, por favor, hermano David. And, you know, okay, I'm in. Please, Brother David. I said, okay, all right. Now look, she says, she started naming off all these problems the lady's got. Because side projects of the dementia, dude, you lose all faculties and controls, and then Alzheimer's, you go back to being a little kid, and then the Parkinson's, you have no motor skills whatsoever, so I got down on my knees, right, and I'm trying to talk to this lady, but she ain't moving. I'm telling you, she looked dead. And my wife reaches up and just starts touching her hair, you know, in Jesus' name. And I'm talking Spanish to her because she don't know English. And, you know, and praying for her in Jesus' name. Nothing happened. Nothing. But I've got some news for you. That is not my job. You know what my job is? To be a good farmhand. To be a good laborer. And to do the job that I've been asked to do. It ain't my job to fret over. It's my job to obey.
Amen.
You understand? I got that clear?
Yeah.
Now watch. You ready? Watch this. I am so impressed. Your God is amazing. Okay, so they take her home. Nothing happened. They put her to bed. She's 100%. Have to take care of her. She has zero faculty. She can't do anything. And so they put her to bed, you know, first day, second day. All of a sudden, they hear somebody bumping around upstairs. Man, the whole family, here they go, you know. They get up there. Oh, boy, I wish she had that. Miss Marilyn. And they go up there, and the little great grandma is up putting on clothes. 3 days, and she's up putting on clothes. And they go, Mom, you're dying. What are you doing? She said, y'all are fixing to take me to the mall. Now, I'm sure you ladies got it figured out by now. She said, I got to go have my hair done. Now, that right there by itself tells you the lady's healed, because that's the foolish thing you ever heard in your life. But see, you ladies have a different opinion of that than men do. And I just got myself in a big way in trouble with y'all because I thought it was foolish. Seemed to me like she'd have been asking for a big old T-bone steak or something. Y'all, God came in there. Jesus went in there and touched that little great-grandma. Took away that dementia, took away that Parkinson's, took away that Alzheimer's, and put her on her feet.
Amen.
And the other day I was up there, and you know what she wants? She said, y'all get that preacher back up here. She said, I got to give him a kiss. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive over there just for the kiss. And you know, and I see a couple of y'all don't believe it, you know. Look at me, I can take your unbelief, but you can't. And I rebuke you. How's that? You clear? I'm not afraid of you and your unbelief. I'm not bowing to you. If you see that old lady, if you see that man with him new kidneys, I ain't seen that baby yet, but whenever I see her, she's going give me some hugs and kisses, and all she's going to say is, gracias hermano, el evangelio tiene poder. That's what she's going to say. Thanks for the gospel, it has power. That's what she's going to say to me. You know what I'm going to say to her? Cristo vive. Jesus is alive. That's what I'm going to say to her. Cristo vive. That's it. Because you can't take the glory. Glory belongs to Jesus. What I want some good farm hands. I'm oversimplifying this on purpose because it's complicated. The gospel has got complicated. Calm down. Put your badges up. Let's just do the job. Let's heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Freely we have received. That's what the Bible says. And I bless you, and I thank y'all for y'all's time. I wanted to tell you a few miracles and read a couple Bible verses with you and just look you right in the face and tell you, we got this. Because it's rough out here, buddy. It sure is. But Jesus has got it together. So we should keep it that way ourselves. So if you will stand up, we'll do something else. Is that all right? Okay. So if you've got people in your house that's sick, regardless of what its name is, I don't care. I'm just not going to sit there and listen to your horror story. I apologize. It is important. It is. I just have heard so many horror stories. I don't want another one. Thank you. But I do want to help you get rid of some of these pets you got at the house. They're not awesome. Jesus can help you if you'll let him. I just need some farm hands. I'm building an army. Do you understand that? And we are not going to bow to hell. We're going to submit to the blood covenant of the Lord Jesus and the resurrection of the gospel power. That little old baby got delivered, man. You hear me? Them bad guys, they killing babies. They don't care. They fillet them first, normally. Well, that's a good thing. We saved one. A praying mama. Yep. Okay, so if you want prayer, if you have somebody in your family, or it doesn't have to be immediate family even, come up here with me and we'll pray and ask God for deliverance. If you don't know Jesus, y'all are welcome. Come on, don't be ashamed or whatever the word is. Nervous. Actually, you should be nervous of me probably. Jesus. Jesus. I really believe God's going to touch some of y'all. Some of us. I'm included in that bunch that needs to be touched. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Isn't it weird how I just talk about this like it's supposed to happen? And you know what? It is. Look, I was over there in Kansas City, and there's this black fella been in a wheelchair 10 years. Broke neck. He done. That dude got up and walked out of that wheelchair. He had 10 operations. Nothing worked. We laid our hands on him, and Jesus, you should have seen it when he walked out of there. Because he'd been in that chair for 10 years, and so nothing's functioning right. None of his muscles. So he's all over the place. But boy, when he all of a sudden, if you'd have seen that, it really helps you to see it. Because all of a sudden he just walked out of it. Isn't that something? A broken neck. And he's healed. He went to the doctor and they don't know what it is. Neither do we. We don't know what it is. And then we was there 3 nights in a row. And then so the third night, I'm up there. I was in Maryland back there. I was talking, trying to get some stuff on the thing. All of a sudden, somebody hits me with a wheelchair. Bam! And I turn around and fix to be grumpy. You know how grandpas are. And I said, "Why'd you run over me with that feller?" And it was the guy that had the broke neck 2 days ago, and he had somebody else in a wheelchair. He said, "This is my friend. And what you going to do to him is what you did to me." Say it. I will.
I will
do it. Say it. So I said to him, "All right, I'll be up there in a minute, but don't run over me again." Ain't no reason for that. Just get on up there. We'll get this sorted out in a minute. It's hard whenever I'm so honest, you know. And then, you know what happened? I went up there, and I'm trying to talk to the fellow, but he can't walk. He can't talk. He's 5 years he's been in that wheelchair, double stroke. And he's trying to talk to him. I just can't understand him, you know. I speak several languages, so I got this linguist stuff going. I just couldn't understand him. And the guy says to me, "Please, Brother David, if y'all would have seen it." Just all of a sudden, he started fighting with that chair. And then he started doing this, you know, drooling, carrying on. You know how, say it.
I know how.
Say it's embarrassing. Go ahead and say it.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. And then all of a sudden, he goes like this. He stood up straight and he walked straight out of that thing. You hear me? You hear me, right? You know, his entire family's world got altered.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm just sitting there going, "Whoa." Pretty good, huh?
Very good.
Say, "I want that.
I want that.
I want to be a good farm hand.
I want to be a good farm hand.
And I want to do my job.
I want to do my job.
In Jesus' name."
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we're going to lay hands on a few hands around here, and then I'm going to get in my truck, and I got to go do something else. That's how it is, you know. Y'all good?
Yeah.
You good, big old boy? Yes, sir. Stay with me now, okay?
Gotcha.
Thanks, sir. Okay, so I bless you in the name of Jesus. Y'all, if you will, just start praying. And what do we need over here? What do y'all want?
Healing.
Yes, sir.
You name it.
We yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God asked you to touch this home in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. All I need is 3 seconds. Well, since it's two of you, y'all get six seconds. Fire in your home. Fire of the gospel touch y'all, baby. In Jesus' name. You see, I like my job, Red. You see, I like my job, right? Man, I like this. I do. Just. I ain't never seen these folks in my life. It don't make any difference. What I got works. Fire of the Lord. Hey, Mom. Bless you, baby. Fire of the Lord. You want to take this noisy thing? I've had enough of it, Mom. Jesus.